Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, a lot on the Phillies today. Some on the Eagles as well, obviously, as, you know, they got a bye week, but they've been a very hot topic, to say the least. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. We're not going to do Times Yours today. We normally do it. We just want to keep it with live phone calls this segment. We appreciate those that have waited on hold a long time through a bunch of guests, which today have included Jason Kelce, have included John Middleton, have included Rob Thompson. Reminder, at any time, you can always go back and listen to the Odyssey app. Listen live on the Odyssey app to our show, our station. But you can also listen to past content if you miss some of the interviews. Odyssey app, it is all there. It is all housed there, and you can hear it anytime. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Talk to Chris in Middleton right now. Chris in Middletown. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, adults, and even you, Muppet Weasel.
Chris, it's great to hear you, man.
It's been a minute,
what
Chris.
What in the world is going on?
He's too busy calling the midday show.
What?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, yeah. I'm loyal to the time slot that launched me, so, you know, I know Fritz wants me to defect and go to the afternoon show, and I refuse, and, you know you guys are always where my heart's at, and, you know, James, I feel bad that you got to do some of those baseball shows with nervous Fritzy.
Chris, but, you say we're where your heart's always at, but you never call us. Like, that does not jibe.
John, just because I don't call doesn't mean I'm not listening, and it doesn't mean that my heart isn't there. So
I'll take it.
I respect
nice.
That.
That does feel
Chris,
nice.
What do you got today, man?
Yeah, I know you guys got a lot to get through, so I'm going to keep this short and sweet, okay? I just want to launch this message out here today, okay? So we are going to win the World Series. We have the starting pitching, we have the bullpen, and we have the clutch bat, all right? This is our time. This is our destiny. Joe, what's red? The city of Philadelphia, as the Phillies hold their parade and float through a sea of fans
to
celebrate another World Series championship. Fred October. Let's go!
That's a great answer. That could win.
Grab that for Drop of the Week, friends. Please, thank you.
I think it's in the lead.
That is a phenomenal answer.
It's a little bit of a takeoff of the Phillies thing, but he twisted it into
Philadelphia. It just the right way. Just the right way.
That's pretty good. All right, by the way, our broadcast today from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, Red October, you know, pep rally of sorts. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser. Of course, you can find Chickies and Pete's not only throughout the many locations in the Delaware Valley and beyond, but also at chickiesandpete's.com. Let's go to Cheese Boy. What up, Cheese Boy?
So, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Cheese Boy, how do you get that name, Cheese Boy?
I was in wing bowl in 96, 97, and 98.
Oh.
Wow.
So, Were you like better at eating cheese than you were at eating other things?
I'm guessing he ate cheese as his way to get into Wing Bowl would be my guess.
Generally, that's how they would get to the
ass. That was generally
very
the
good,
way,
James. Yeah. You paid entirely too much attention.
I sure did. I should have listened for a really, really long time.
All right, Cheesy, what do you got?
So, Joe, just to build off of what you're talking about, Bryce Harper wanting to win a championship, how much do you think it sticks in his craw that the year he signed with the Phillies, the Nationals won the World Series?
Listen, there's a couple athletes that have dealt with that. So Peyton Manning's a big example because Tennessee won right after he graduated. You know, there's a few of them. You know, even Tiki Barber,
no doubt,
with the Giants after he retired, they won the next year. So, but Bryce is a notable example, and I'm sure it bothers him dramatically. I'm sure it does. I mean, he's probably happy for his friends on the team. You know, and the staffers in Washington that he was close
with. That was a really crazy championship they won, wasn't it? Weren't they like the worst team?
For the first third of the season, and then they just went on a run and went nuts.
And it's one of the only times Steven Strasburg was healthy.
Seriously. Yeah, and he was the World Series MVP, I think.
He was.
So, geez, I would think it bothers him a lot.
Yeah, and the other comment I have about real quick about the Eagles, I think this is all on Jalen Hurts. I mean, I look at when other quarterbacks come off the offensive field, they're all looking at the Microsoft services or they're looking at the pages that were used to be printed out. He seems like he sits at the bench, end of the bench, and stares into oblivion and is just sulking all the time.
Well, it still doesn't look great to me in that regard.
I need to see that better. I have not seen enough of that to determine that. I'd like to see him interact with Kellen Moore more. Because I don't know how that works.
We don't see all that's going on that. Like, they show the shots of him when he's sitting staring into nothing. Right. So who knows how much he interacts.
All right, Cheese, give me an answer here. For the Dane Cook ticket, something red.
All right, I'm going to tie it into the election circuit. How about the red states?
Oh, the red state, sure, right to the election. All right, so let's go to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado's EV. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. So I have the poll results in front of me from the two poll questions today. All right, the first, who should back clean up behind Bryce Harper? John, alphabetical order, Boehm, Castellanos, Real Muto. Who do you think people voted for?
I really have no idea here. Castellanos is, that's an option that I really hadn't weighed for myself heavily enough. I do think for me personally, it would be Castellanos or JT Real Muto. But Alec Boehm has been excellent. So I think, despite the fact he's got the hand thing, I think Alec Boehm probably wins this.
He does.
And I think that's a mistake. I think the hand is a real problem, and I've been surprised at how big a problem it's been.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I'll say this. And Rob Thompson seemed to indicate when he was with us that he'll be more nimble and ready to change if need be if guys are struggling in the postseason. Now, of course, he's not going to bench Bryce Harper or Trey Turner. But would you guys agree, Ben, would you agree when Rob Thompson was on, he sounded, while not fully committed, more inclined to make changes sooner this year if need be?
Without a doubt. And something he's been open about, we started in spring training, like there's certain things that I could have done, I should have done, and it's something that he learned from. I think he's very willing because he knows this is a small window.
Does Sanchez starting the second game, if he does, tell you does that embolden your opinion of that even more?
No, I think this has a lot more to do with numbers than anything else.
Road at home.
It's drastic. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's three earned runs more on the road. That's drastic.
That's not a big one difference. Run. But it still does show that he's willing to change things based on evidence that he has. And we hope that he's willing to change on evidence
things.
In the moment more so.
That's right. All right, so here's the poll results on that one. John, 52% say Boehm, 40% say Castellanos, 8% say JT.
8% for JT. That's rough.
But you guys know my theory. I'll just go with whoever's hot. I mean it.
I guess that's what it needs
Let me put it this way. If JT hits, I'll make up a spot, sixth, okay? But hits two home runs in game one, then
you're just moving him to four immediately.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, what are you waiting for?
Sure. I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, there's no reason to be proud here. Like, let's just get the most functional guy in that spot.
And here's the other thing I'll say about JT. This is kind of what I'll call good news about JT, Boehm, and Real Muto. Stylistically, they're incredibly similar. You know, like JT's probably the fastest, although I don't know if he still is at this age, but historically he's been. He probably still is. But, I mean, they basically all do the same thing.
Boehm gets the bat on the ball more than those other guys.
A little bit. A little bit. I agree with that. All right. Second poll question. John, the question was, who would you rather the Phillies play in the NLDS? Now, let's all go on the record ourselves before we get the poll results. Rhea, Brewers or Mets, who would you rather the Phillies face?
Brewers.
What's your primary reason?
I don't really want to face their bullpen, but I think their starters can be gotten to.
Ben, what's your answer here, and what's your primary?
Brewers.
Why?
I think the Phillies, especially their starting rotation, do better against guys that don't see them that often.
Oh.
I am Brewers, and the primary reason is I don't want to deal with the Mets fans. I'm not in the mood for it. I'm not in the mood for it, especially if the Phillies lose, but I'm just not in the mood for 5 to 12,000 fans invading the bank.
I'm with you.
I have no interest in that.
After what I witnessed at the Wells Fargo Center with the Sixers and the Knicks fans, that was disgusting.
Brutal. All right, James, which is your answer here?
I mean, I'd rather play the Brewers. I think the Phillies have a better chance to beat them, but I'm not scared of the Mets. I'm not scared of Mets fans coming here. I think it'll be less than you think it is. I know some will get in, and I do think there is something to sports being fun, and it would be fun to face the Mets for the first time in the playoffs.
That is true. It would be fun. John, your answer?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Answer.
The Mets have been playing hotter baseball. I know if we're facing the Brewers, it's because they've beaten the Mets, but they've only beaten them twice. I feel like the Mets are just hotter, and I'd rather play the worst team. I'm not too proud. I think
what's the poll result?
The Mets win.
The Brewers win. People would rather face the Brewers, following in line with what most of us said here, or all of us. 75% would rather face the Brewers.
Okay, good.
All right, let's talk to Ed calling from Phoenixville. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Mr. DeCamera. I just wanted to say this once. It's taken me almost a full week to recover from the thrashing you gave me last Friday.
Yeah, it was.
But I'm gonna mention not one, but two Jalen Hurts-isms right there. I mean, I couldn't just sit there and stare it. I had to flush it. You either win or you learn. I certainly learned, one, that I wasn't ready for that smoke, and two, I really don't know much about pre-83 Phillies trivia, like, at all. So I had to just go to school for a little bit. So,
well, I admire that. Good job by you. Just remember this, Ed. Abraham Lincoln, before he was president, lost in 1858 in a big race. So you can bounce back and be a winner.
He lost a couple times.
He did. He lost a couple times.
I love that
times.
Your go-to reference.
I mean, Winston Churchill was part of blowing World War One, and then, you know, it, for not blowing it, but a disaster at Gallipoli, and then bang, World War Two. He's, you know, leader of the free world. You know, there's hope for you, yeah, Ed. That's my point.
And kudos to Seltzer for writing north of 1,500 unique trivia questions. That's a talent that
thanks,
he
can't really.
And at least he's not complaining as much as he used to do. My God, he used to want.
I did used to complain a lot.
There was a lot of bellyache.
Yeah, it was.
So I've reined it in.
Concern about the Phillies going into the playoffs, and it's, you know, it's plagued them throughout their little cold spells this season, is their inability to. The striking out too often is one thing, but striking out on three or four pitches, not seeing pitches, their plate discipline is going to be my biggest concern going into the playoffs. And that goes from outside of Bryce Harper and Schwarber from like top to bottom. Like if we're not getting guys on base, it's going to be a rough postseason. But
well, that's clear. You know. I mean, look, but that also goes for every team.
It does, but I think Ed's right in the sense of we're talking about how do you combat the coldness, and even Rob Thompson was like, you know, we'll see.
Right.
I do think the best way you can combat it is by having a consistent approach at the plate and not chasing all the time and going up and taking...
Well, let's ask Ben. So, yeah. Ben, as a player who was cold quite a bit in your career. No.
Wow!
No, just kidding.
Wow.
Ben, all jokes aside, seriously, like, players have hot moments, cold moments, average. When you're in a slump, what is... from your experience personally or seeing others, generally the best way to try to come out of it? And quickly, by the way, because this ain't like, hey, I'll get you next month. Like, this is the month. How do you do that?
Less is more approach. Shrink your strike zone and just stay with, you know, pick one side of the plate until you get to two strikes. If you're good at going the other way, then look for a pitch away. If you're good at turning on balls, look for a pitch in until you get to two strikes. Then you obviously have to cover all 17 inches.
Ben, is it as...
selective hitting.
Ben, is it as mental as I think it is? Like, let me put it this way. I have one bad golf shot, I'm in trouble. I have two in a row. If I have two in a row... like, I really got a problem now. I would imagine baseball players, it's not only that, but magnified by 1,000 because you have millions watching, right?
Yeah, and then it starts to snowball, like you said, and then you start to, well, I got to get this pitch, and then all of a sudden you look up and it's 1-2. Or, like, I have to be aggressive early in counts, and then, you know, you go outside the zone, you roll a ball over to shortstop, yeah. And that's how it can compound itself. But this is a lineup that's, you know, when it's right, there's nobody better.
Hey, Ed, give me a great answer here. In honor of Red October, something red.
Probably one of the best college football rivalries, the Red River Shootout.
Yeah, you got it,
good
man.
One.
Ed, appreciate that call. Well, no time's yours today, as I mentioned earlier, but of course, when we do it, and we'll have it tomorrow. Hey, by the way, get great Time's Yours calls in tomorrow with your Phillies enthusiasm. Tomorrow will be our last show prior to the start of the baseball playoffs from a Phillies standpoint. So for tomorrow's Time's Yours, the line to call is 215-238-4500. 215-238-4500. Get phenomenal enthusiasm calls in for tomorrow's Time's Yours, which, of course, Time's Yours is always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. With Xfinity Mobile, customers now getting exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's go to Lee right now in Wilmington. Hi, Lee. What up, Lee? We'll get back to Lee. Let's go to James
Zylon
in Foxborough up there.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
A spy? Are you a bad person? Like, we don't know which side of the war you're on here. Are you with us or against us?
100% with y'all.
All right.
So I actually called in the day after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Our headquarters for our business is at Gillette Stadium, and I was celebrating, being like, this is it, baby. I'm here celebrating. Absolutely zero silence across this whole entire area. So it was a great victory day for us.
That's awesome.
And want to see more of that, especially still being up here in this area. And I think what it comes down to is that really all Philadelphia teams, but right now as we're focusing on the Eagles and the Phillies, it's about making statements. And I think when we look back in 2022, you know, we saw Jalen Hurts, we saw A.J. Brown coming in, making statements. It wasn't about this, you know, it's about business. They wanted to come in here and prove to everybody that, hey, these are a bad duo that you don't want to mess with. And I think that team really took it off there. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson came in, wanted to make a statement. And they went into that way to the Super Bowl. But sadly, I think with you know, some kind of confusion or too much of this drama of trying to personalize themselves, they kind of fell away from that.
Well, look, I don't know. I tend to think they have regressed talent-wise defensively, and Jalen has just really not held up his end of the bargain.
Here's my only argument, though. I mean, you know, again, obviously you guys know I'm up here in Massachusetts. As much as I cannot stand Tom Brady, like every other good Philadelphian, the guy made statements. You know, he was a consistent, especially as he reveals himself more and more as an athlete. You know, he loses to the Eagles in the Super Bowl, came back, made a statement. Says he can't.
You know, look, it's the guys like Brady. Let me tell you this, James. Guys like Brady and LeBron, like the fact that LeBron is in his early 40s and still playing at a high level,
it's wild.
It takes an incredible amount of dedication, commitment, sacrifice. You know how easy it is to just go have that meal that's not good for you?
Yes.
to not you know? Go to bed at 7 o'clock. Clock or whatever he does.
James, we got to start turning too quickly. Give me a great answer. We're going to move fast here. Something red.
I'm from Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. So we were known as the Olympians, and that's the Red Swarm, baby. When the Red Swarm came for you, that's what victories are all about. So the Red Swarm.
You got it, James. We're moving really fast here. Something red. Gary, something red. What do you got?
How about what we hope our Phillies see, the red stitches on the baseball?
All right, you got it. All right, we need to quickly come up with a winning answer, but before we do that, let me say, Shakey's and Pete's our home base today, of course, for this Red October Rally presented by Budweiser, where you can enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Shakey's and Pete's. And reminder, if you missed any portion of today's show, including interviews with extended interview with Jason Kelsey, I don't even know if interview is the right term, but he was on the show for an hour, co-hosts the show every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30. If you want to hear from Kelsey, if you missed it, Rob Thompson when he was on earlier, John Middleton when he was on earlier. You can hear all of that content and the rest of the show on the Odyssey app. All right, winning answer for something red. John, you get first crack at it. Looks to me like the main thing said blood, Dorothy's red slippers, Elmo, and the city of Philadelphia during a Phillies parade.
Well, that sounds tantalizing.
Does it count?
I think it does, because it's switching it around just enough.
I think so. Really? Yeah. You think that counts?
Kind of.
And Mars, by the way. And Mars. I didn't say that earlier. Who said Mars? Oh, yeah. A caller said Mars. Rhea, Mars or the city of Philadelphia?
Oh, I'll go the city of Philadelphia over Mars.
Ben Davis?
City of Philadelphia, any day.
That's no-brainer.
All right.
Yeah.
Look, it was a creative answer. Chris, you've won the tickets. It was kind of a side door to win, but you pulled it off. All right. Have a great day. Everyone, thanks to Chickies and Pete's for their phenomenal hospitality and all the many people that came out to watch the show. We appreciate it. Broadcast rolls on because Joe and Hugh, they're up next from this very table. We'll talk to you tomorrow, getting you ready for the Phils one more day on 94WIP. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.